Welcome to Geek's Corner. I'm Mr. Depps.
I'm Katie.
And we've got our good friend Clocky for his fifth time on Geek's Corner. Is that correct?
That's correct. Fifth time on Geek's Corner.
Fifth time, fifth suit. Is that accurate? I don't actually know.
I don't know what the first time was remote, so I don't remember what I was wearing.
Oh, I don't either. I forgot about that. That's true. That's fascinating. All right, Katie, what should people do?
Just go to geekscorner.live and go into the chat.
What should they tell us tonight?
I don't know. As of 25 seconds ago, I was texting Miss Itsy Banks lyrics to RuPaul. Wrote you All Star Season 2.
Okay.
It's Detox coming at you with a slow verse.
There you go.
Yeah. So I don't know. You could just put lyrics to songs. You could do anything, really.
But you know, you could also
try to summon Indiana.
You could go to chalkwalk.org/dapsmagic and join our Chalkwalk team, or support it if you can't join us. That'd be fine too. But we are going to have a fantastic time making our way through the, through the Disneyland Resort before it opens its park's gates as we make a difference for the children of Children's Hospital of Orange County. We hope you'll join us. It's a lot of fun, and it's on July 21st. Is that right?
I did it.
All right, I did do it. Okay. But join us. It'll be a blast. And even if you can't join us, you can be a sleeping bear, which means you're part of the team, but you don't show up on that morning.
Oh,
and it will be a good question. A lot of fun. What's the question?
Where rank on special appearances?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a very good question.
I have and that you have note that in my phone.
He's going up in the list. I know that for a fact.
You have almost passed Hallie.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. So Nathan's
had
done three. This also, okay. This list hasn't been updated since March of 2022. So it's bear fine. With me.
It'll be close.
These people haven't made appearances since then. Hallie did 6.
Okay.
And then next it goes to Sarah at 17.
Ooh.
Okay.
So
progress.
Yeah. And then it's
goals.
Murray at 27, Melanie at 28, and then Haley at 72.
Okay.
And then Cameron at 245.
And then...
It's very funny because there's like these sporadic like groups. Like, oh, this is kind of like, oh, 15 and under. And then, swoop, it goes up to 27 and 28. And then it goes
to 70. Do you happen to know what your number is now?
Well,
it has to be like 352 or something.
I'm 301 episodes behind you. So if we...
And we're at 712.
We're at 712.
Does that help?
712 minus 712. I'm a barista. I can't do math.
I only knew that because it says episode 712 up there.
411 would be how many episodes of Geek's
Corner. Congratulations. Wow. Good for you.
That's the 411, baby.
There you go.
And kids won't know what that is anymore.
I had to think about it.
Okay, well, so don't
don't dial 411.
No. Don't dial this. But basically one of our helplines at Starbucks, it's like an everything helpline, is SBucks 411.
Oh,
there you go.
And so they are keeping 411 alive. But then I have to, this is actually what made me very old. I said, hey, it's SBucks 411, but it's SBUX. And they went, well, there's no letters on the keyboard. And I went, have you ever, I'm not kidding, I had this conversation 2 weeks ago. I said, but do you see when you pull up the keypad that there are letters there?
Uh-huh.
And they went, no. And I went, have you ever heard of T9 texting? Probably and they not. Also had not heard of T9 texting. I was like, that's you used to have to hit buttons like 5 or 6 times.
Yeah, it's like 1, 2, 3.
To write one word. Do, 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 and you knew that you were good when you could do it without looking, because you were like, oh, like I whatever. But I had to explain.
Those good old Motorola phones.
The letters on the keyboard.
All right. Well, we got news today. We learned that Tiana's Bayou Adventure will be opening on the 28th of June at Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World. We also learned you're going to need a virtual queue for at least the first few days or weeks. We will see. There's going to be also previews for annual pass holders, Disney Vacation Club members, and of course, cast members. What do you guys think about it opening at the end of June instead of the middle of June or the beginning of June?
I think that the middle of June is actually the greatest time to start doing previews.
Okay.
I don't see anything wrong with the end of June. I think then you're opening before July. And for most guests, that's a great thing. You want to go on a water ride in July. Personally,
especially in Florida.
Personally, could not be me. Do you know how humid and sticky you get in Florida? Like, you don't, in California in July, you dry out quick. It's a dry heat. I'm sure you've heard that before. It's a dry heat. Florida, you stay damp.
But Clocky was thinking of going in his full suit.
Yeah, full suit.
Opening day.
Right?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. If he can get a reservation.
Yeah, I'm gonna, yeah.
Because the reservations today were over an hour long for people trying to get reservations. I'm assuming for the previews, but yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. What do you think about it opening the end of July?
End of June.
June. Yes. Thank you.
I'm surprised they're not doing an official opening on July 4th. It seems like a great day to open something.
That'd be cool.
What day of the week is that?
July 4th this year. I think it's a Thursday.
And when is
it
June?
It is a Thursday.
When's June 28th?
It's a Friday.
Oh, that kind of, they like Fridays.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the gator costume. Bob Chapek will export. What's the word I'm looking for? He will escort you property.
Wait, I was that close? Look, I was close. I was on,
yeah, just a month. That's what great.
Bailey, I'm sorry. I know I don't ask you to write things down, but since you apparently did write things down. What were our guesses?
I was like, I don't remember.
Because thank you for writing that down, even though I very explicitly told you not to. He was off, but did he say July 28th or May 28th? That's the question.
Yeah,
I probably said May 28th because May 28th would have been
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. That actually makes a lot of sense to me.
Except that would be a Tuesday.
Who cares?
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Tuesdays are great. What's wrong with Tuesdays? I'm curious if you can hear the helicopters. It seemed very low tonight flying over the studio. It's very interesting.
I think what's funny about that is that I just did the it's Tuesday, isn't it? And I was going to make a joke about, man, if British people were real, they'd be mad about my accent because
if that was real,
a terrible accent.
And then when Clocky and I hide under the table because the British people are going to come after us.
And then immediately was reminded that we are in a police state. It was like low flying helicopter, baby. I was like, oh, you know what? I will keep my American mouth.
There you go. what do you guys think of the characters, music, all of the decor that we're seeing for Tiana's Bayou adventure?
I like the mist the most.
Check your messages, Katie. You like the mist the most? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited because we also got a preview of Japan's Frozen attraction.
That looks cool.
This new version of animatronics.
Mm-hmm. It's a new era of awesome.
Yeah, I'll be curious on, because I also saw something about a $5 million going towards Lincoln.
Yeah, but I'm assuming it's for the theater.
Not for the Lincoln? We're not getting a new animatronic Lincoln?
So I actually heard they're reviving Lincoln.
They're reviving
He's coming back.
We found a cure for...
And it's the real one.
How do you cure that one, huh?
Very carefully.
I think there's been some movies made.
You actually had two guesses, so I don't know if that counts.
But okay, what did you say?
Was
5/28 and 7/2.
Oh no.
And then you said, Bailey, write that down.
Bailey, write that down.
When did we have our guesses or
not? This was a screenshot from the chat, so we were talking about it.
We might not exist. Okay.
No, I'm sure we said it in the we'd have to just, you know, watch it again.
Oh, okay.
Heaven forbid we watch our own content.
I watched some of it.
I lived it, baby.
That's cool.
Steel trap all up here. Shame for you all that steel trap got collapsed. Much like
should we go to IndieCam
already?
I mean, sure. Do you want to talk about Tiana's Bayou Adventure some more? Or do you want
to go to IndieCam? I genuinely like the mist.
I do too.
Yeah.
And I like the little frogs. I like that we're getting a bunch more audio animatronics. I think they're all going to be fantastic.
Did you guys see the picture of the raccoon riding an alligator?
Yes.
It's like a real life.
It was on Instagram.
That's a real life thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see that in Tiana's Bayou Adventure. If I don't see a raccoon on an alligator, there's no point.
I am curious. So I feel like this is the first step towards the new, I'm going to call it the new Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World, because I do think we are going to get a Beyond Frontierland from the last D23 Expo. Yeah. I think we're probably going to get some sort of announcement or tease about this summer. Here's my question. If we're going beyond Frontierland, you and I want to walk there. because that's the way we normally get places at Disney parks. Where do you think the Beyond will be accessed? Because you're going to have Tiana's Bayou Adventure here. Right next to it, you have
Big Thunder.
Big Thunder.
But there's that that walkway between those two.
The parade route that's the access road for everything. And then there's also a canal back there that's where they like take, I think, the Mark Twain and stuff. Or the
He knows too much.
But it's where they take the big boat.
That's the dry dock.
They take it around, actually, the way around. Because they did that whole floating thing after the pandemic where they showed it coming back.
Yeah, that was weird.
Mark Twain. It's a... Are they Liberty Bell?
Is it Liberty Bell?
I'm totally spacing the name of their boat.
It's not Mark Twain.
No, it's the other one.
River Bell?
I like Liberty a lot.
Anywho.
There's a canal there.
Yeah.
So I'm curious...
I don't know, but I also do think that you're right.
Do think they still need the parade too, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's, to me, is out.
I also think, though, that I lost what I was saying. Anyway, continue.
I don't know. My concern is they're going to make the Rivers America smaller again. Like they did here.
Yeah, maybe.
They didn't make it that much smaller here.
It's from, what, 17 minutes, 16 minutes to 13 minutes. Like, when you think about it, that's a third of the attraction almost. I don't know.
Beyond the berm.
Liberty Bell. Thank you, Roger.
Or the Liberty Square.
That one. Yeah. That's the one. All right. We are going to move on to, you think about this, though, because I feel like we're going to find out about how we get beyond the berm at some point. But for now, let's enjoy an IndyCam, which is a very common.
Mm-hmm.
This is a daily look at what Indy is very frequently like when playing with his ball or his tail.
My child is an honor student.
I don't know if he can decide if he likes the ball or his tail better.
I think it depends on the moment.
That's clearly true. He's like, I think they're talking about me. I'm going to hop up now.
He's been very excited this show.
Did you hear your theme music? Is that what it was?
He did.
Maybe that's what it was.
Right?
Maybe he knows he has Indiana.
Yes.
Decisions are hard. They're very hard.
He's just a silly goose. You know, he's just a silly guy.
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
There we go.
All right. We got news from Star Wars this week. Well, at least we hope it's news. And Sigourney Weaver might be heading to a galaxy far, far away. My question is, this would be for The Mandalorian and Grogu.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What would her role be?
So have you ever seen an actor do something and then that's like ruined you for that actor forever? Like they're only going to be that one thing to you.
What is it? Like for you,
Finding Dory.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, so you think she's going to be like a computer voice or something?
Well, see, that's the thing I don't want her to be, right? I don't want them to...
But no, she's Sigourney Weaver in Finding Dory.
That's fair.
She is herself.
I was totally expecting to be like her floating above the bed in Ghostbusters or something. No.
It's Finding Dory. I've seen that movie once, and you know what I remember about it? Sigourney Weaver.
Well, especially since they like now incorporate that into the Turtle Talk.
Turtle Talk, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because it's the Marine Life Institute, which is, she is Blue Avatar? What? I didn't know she's a Blue Avatar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's in Avatar, she's in Aliens, and she's in Ghostbusters. Okay. Three of the biggest sci-fi.
I also need you all to tell me if you have an actor that in your head, they've done a million things, but they're just that one thing. So I need you all to tell me that because you need to tell me if you have that person.
I do think there are those people.
Also Galaxy Quest.
Oh, yeah. Galaxy. Even better. Because she takes what you said and tells the computer. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, such a good movie.
It is. That would be a good Daps watch.
It's true. But yeah, I don't know. I would. The problem is I already love Amy Sedaris' character so much that I'm like,
I
feel like it'd be in that realm, but she already did it.
Do you think maybe she'll end up being like some high up character we've never heard of from the New Republic that's helping them fight against Grand Admiral Thrawn and ends up dying by the hands of Grand Admiral Thrawn?
I don't know. I just hope they don't cop out and make her just a droid.
Oh, I didn't even consider that.
It's kind of like the easy cameo. It's always like,
that's an easy cameo.
We have David Tennant.
But do you think
he's a droid?
Do you think she'd be in talks to be in it if she was just a droid?
No,
like, I don't think that would be news.
Maybe she's another villain.
I would be cool with that.
Or is she a Mandalorian?
Maybe she's this character.
She's his mom.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we find out she's Grogu's mom.
It's Grogu's grandma. It's Din Djarin's mom.
Maybe.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should say oh, no.
I'm already oh, no.
Maybe. She is playing a character that's, you know, a bit of like a revolutionary, maybe, right? Has maybe a little tattoo on her face. We could call her, I don't know, Cara Dune. A character that hasn't existed yet in The Mandalorian. Boom. That'd be pretty cool. She had some big things going for her. That's crazy that she just disappeared. A cool little alien dude would be a good fit.
Oh, no, actually, my other would be Babu Freak's girlfriend.
Oh!
But she's regular size. She's just,
yeah.
But she's Babu Freak's girlfriend.
I feel like that's a bit like a trope that I... Mm-hmm. Or a Salacious B. Crumb type. That's like my little guy meter, you know? It's like Babu Frick, Salacious B. Crumb.
Crazy thought.
Oh no, you picked up your phone and then said crazy thought.
I want to make sure I had the right person.
This never goes well.
What about Mara Jade? I don't know that the time, like,
yeah,
because they would have to de-age her. But at the same time, if they were trying to connect the way they've already done that with Luke and maybe have a couple flashbacks with Mark Hamill or flash forward, I don't know.
I think it'd be a waste because I don't think she'd be around for anything but this piece. That we know of. I think you're better off.
Because honestly, if they don't get her in this, I feel like the way Star Wars is going, she just doesn't exist.
Oh, Mara Jade.
Yeah. That's where I'm like, this is kind of the last shot, I feel like. Because I feel like this is going to be the exclamation point for Mandalorian story. And then they're going to go maybe the 100 years before Phantom Menace or even to the origin of the Force. Like, it seems like they're going different directions after this. Other than Ahsoka.
You don't think that they would... And this is very controversial.
Oh, good.
It's a hot take.
No. Oh, good.
You don't think they would recast Luke and do... Luke in between?
No,
not Sebastian Stan, though.
Because they already did the de-aging thing and they've already thrown him in. Like, I don't know. I know he said he's okay with it, right?
And they had to do
the de-aging?
No, recasting.
Oh, recasting.
I'm thinking of Rogue One. There was recasting involved in Rogue One. And that person was still alive.
Okay.
Like, there was also some minor facial. I wonder where she's at. I wonder how she's doing. I will say, this is a fun story for anyone who hasn't heard it before. I fell asleep in Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
I fell asleep the entire movie. I woke up right at the end, where it's just Princess Leia going, "Hope." And I went, "Oh my God." Like, it was
a great time to wake up from what I heard.
It was so scary because I went, "How did I get here? What happened in this film?" That's the only time I've ever fallen asleep.
All right. So we have no clue who Sigourney Weaver might play. And that's okay, because that'll make
Princess
it that
Leia.
Much more fun. That'll work out great.
I see no issues here.
Yeah, it'll be fine. All right. We have tonight with us Clocky from Sent from Disneyland. And
when
one
did
of
you
the things,
get here?
What?
Shocking. I know.
Who let you in? That's a question I get the most. Who let you in?
It was me.
We put a restraining order.
There was paperwork.
That's what the helicopter was for.
There we go. But one of the things Clocky does is very fun on his Instagram, which is at Sent from Disneyland, is he takes pictures from the past and shows what things are like in the present. And we thought we would show you exactly what that is like. So check out this thing that Clocky does, and we hope you enjoy. Apparently, the end screen did not work correctly, but it's at Sent from Disneyland, or go to sentfromdisneyland.com, where you can see a lot more fun stuff and hear your podcast about podcasts or postcards from the past.
I have a podcast about podcasts, actually. So,
do you want to talk about podcasts?
Is this podcast? Yeah, we can talk about podcasts.
Podcast the podcast.
Should we do a tease?
We can do whatever we want. It's Geek's Corner.
Is Geek's Corner. We got like a minute more of this segment. Do you want to talk about our tease?
Yeah, something that we've
tell the tease.
He's back.
He's back.
Artise.
Where did he go?
At T is also here.
Oh,
at here, and okay. At T is here as well. Well, I would say, I don't know, for the longest time, you and I have tried to figure out a way to have a collaboration between what we know, and we tried it real hard with Fun with Maps with Clocky and Dad.
Yes.
Which we tried to record. It didn't work out well. I think this is a little bit more our speed, but I've got a lot of photos. You've got a lot of photos.
Huh.
We can look at photos and kind of talk about them. And so we came up with, Picture that.
A podcast. Did I say it right?
Yeah. Picture that, a podcast.
So yes.
I like a podcast, not the podcast.
A podcast.
Not a podcast.
There's more than
a
one.
Podcast. There's more than one.
We already know this.
Drop the Facebook.
Just Facebook. The Facebook.
Yes. So that will be coming in the near future. Keep your eyes open on both of our channels, and I'm sure you will see that. You won't want to miss it, because it'll be a lot of fun.
It'll be a lot of fun.
You'll get to see fancy jackets, like,
right?
What
five timers jackets.
Yeah.
Gotta get the logo.
But what happens when you're a six timer?
We'll have to get a six timer jacket.
I don't know. But you know what I think we should do?
What should we do?
I think we should talk about Muppets.
Yeah.
Thanks, Daddy. Mr. Dabs. Thank you, Mr. Dabs. Thanks, man. Daddy. Mr. Dabs. Thank you, Mr. Dabs. Thanks, man.
I just like any chance I get to use that video, because that was probably one of the highlights of my career in Dapps Magic. We did an article, or I did an article this last week, about how it is time for more Muppets Mayhem to be released to the world. Because we've had a lot the last 10 years when you think about it. We got Muppets Take the Bull. We got Muppets ABC. We got Muppets Now. We got Muppets Mayhem. We got Great Moments in American History. Featuring them, or the Muppets Present Great Moments in American History. And I realized this is the first time in really a decade where there's not a whole lot happening with the Muppets. So we've taken it upon ourselves to come up with ideas for what the perfect pitch for a Muppet project would be. And since, well, I'm conflicted here. Normally I go ladies first.
You can feel free to start with Clocky.
But would you like me to have our guests go first? No, we'll start with Katie. Ladies first. Katie, what would your pitch be?
Muppet Pride and Prejudice.
Ooh, tell me more. I'm into this.
I have to be completely honest. I'm stealing this from Brett Goldstein, because Brett Goldstein wants to make Muppet Pride and Prejudice. He wants to be opposite Miss Piggy.
Okay.
And I want this.
So Kermit wouldn't be.
No.
Oh, okay.
He would not be Mr. Darcy.
Okay, that's where I thought it was going to go.
But imagine. I also just want anything Brett Goldstein with the Muppets, because first of all, I'm in love with Brett Goldstein. Let's start there. But two, I saw him do stand-up on Saturday night, and he said that being on Sesame Street was the highlight of his life so much, to the point where he is concerned if he ever has a child, they're going to say, is the day I was born the best of your life? And he's going to go, are you kidding me? I was on Sesame Street. So I want that man to do everything with the Muppets, but specifically, ever since I heard the whole Muppet Pride and Prejudice thing, and yes, it's not my own idea, but oh well. I have been obsessed with it, and I have wanted it to happen so bad.
So that's your pitch.
Yes.
All right.
Before I start this pitch, I would like anyone,
I hate that I'm going after you, by the way.
Anyone at Disney Plus that they want to pick this up as a thing, you can have this idea. This is from any of us, specifically, because I want to see this happen. Here we go. 5 seasons, 10 episodes per season.
Okay.
It is Sam Eagle tours America.
Oh, I'm on the board.
1 episode per state, with a special 51st episode for Washington, D.C. That'll be the last episode.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's where everything ends. But here's the twist. Sam Eagle wants to visit everything in each state that is very American, very patriotic. The problem is the person who's producing the show is Gonzo. And so where Sam Eagle wants to see the Statue of Liberty, he is instead visiting the largest ball of twine. Uh-huh. Sam Eagle wants to see Mount Rushmore, but instead, hey, there's Babe the Big Blue Ox that is also nearby. Why don't you go visit that? Sam wants to see the Grand Canyon. Instead, he's in some random place in Arizona. And that's, he gets to some of those places. He talks Gonzo into some of those places. But for the most part, he's visiting the random places and the random little dives in different places in America. 5 seasons, 10 episodes per season, and a capper of him going to D.C. And hopefully, if we
where
can...
Where would he go in D.C.?
Well, the Oval Office.
Oh, okay.
I mean...
It would end up...
I mean, that he finally gets his way at the end.
And whoever's president would be in...
Right.
That makes sense.
And we're talking 5 years from now. So it's going to be someone different no matter what.
That's great.
That's my pitch for... And then also, obviously, during those 50 episodes, Muppet cameos, people cameos,
oh,
like the Muppets do, but it's mostly just Sam
Eagle
going around.
Or like Guy Fieri does.
It's like Ariel America meets Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
I love it.
It'd be so much fun.
That's way better. Well, it might not be way better. I think my idea is actually pretty good.
There we go.
So here's my pitch. The Three Amigos. With Kermit, Fozzie, and Gonzo. That's it. That's the pitch.
That's good.
That's all it has to
that
be.
That definitely was more than one and less than 100.
Well, yes. On the Patreon show, we were definitely, I was trying to be vague, because I was like, if I say it's 3, they're going to guess.
No, that was, I think between... that was before
Patreon.
Oh, it was before Patreon? Yeah. Okay. But no, I was thinking, I watched it a few weeks ago and I was like, oh, that actually would work really well with the Muppets. And it fits in with the personality of Kermit and the gang. Like, the whole thing works. And I think it'd be hilarious. And they'd be in those funny outfits
the entire time.
Yeah, I think it'd be and like it opens up with them getting kicked out of a studio.
Right.
Like that is totally
the Muppet.
It fits, I feel like, very, very well. I like the Phantom of the Opera idea as well. And I feel like that one should just no brainer, it should happen. But no, I think you could do three amigos, not three caballeros. I think you should do all our ideas. And welcome to Geeks Corner Plus. If you have comments or questions you'd like us to respond to, let us know in the chat. And Katie will play with fire. Hopefully we don't burn the place down. That would be less than ideal. So here's my next question.
I mean,
money's no option. We're not doing a pitch. You think they could do it. What would be the dream Muppet movie that you would love to see?
The one that was supposed to be made. The most expensive movie ever made.
Yeah, the one that...
Like, and then all of a sudden they run out of money after doing... Like, that movie would still work.
Always does.
I mean,
No, I agree with you.
I mean, that's what happened to Stargate. They put all the money in the beginning and then all of a sudden...
Pigs in Space. That's the movie I want to see.
Oh, an actual Pigs in Space?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going for a movie. I'm going for Give Me the Muppet Great Movie Ride, You Cowards.
Oh, I actually love that too.
Give it to me.
Or Legally Blonde with
the
Muppets.
Oh my God.
That's funny too.
Miss Piggy is Elle Woods?
That would be funny.
Oh my God. You got into Harvard Law? What? What? Leg is hard. Come on.
That would probably work. That's
but
a good idea.
Kermit?
That's kind of where my brain was going. Like, I don't know.
Who's the human?
Uncle Deadly is Callahan.
Yeah.
That's always the question is like, who's going to play the human? Or like,
who's the human?
Who's going to play the human? But who's the human that's going to have the human role?
The judge at the end?
Maybe.
Like it's small.
Is that big enough? Because I feel like the human is usually like that secondary character that goes through.
I would say
along with the
I
other
would say
person.
This. We have been pushed on this idea since Muppet's Christmas Carol. Go back to the Muppet movie.
True.
Who is the human? Oh, they're all over the place.
Well, yeah.
But they're here and
the only one that's through the whole movie is the villain.
And even that isn't a big star cameo.
No, not at all.
I mean, they didn't, you know, you're not going to, if you were to make that movie let's say they make the Muppet movie after they made Muppet's Christmas Carol. Yeah, maybe you get Clint Eastwood to be the villain.
That'd be pretty funny.
That'd be really funny.
That'd be amazing.
Uncle Dudley is Paulette.
I just want to see.
Oh, you're dressed like the 4th of July.
I just like the idea of seeing Clint Eastwood with Muppets now that you mention it.
Not now, but before, yes.
I'm okay with it now.
Oh. Yeah.
I think it'd be even more awkward.
He has to get Gloria Estefan.
So
Gloria Estefan is actually Bruiser.
These are all good ideas.
I'm taking
the dog.
Like a dog costume?
Yeah.
That is cute.
Uncle Deadly, Gloria Estefan. Perfect. Maybe the UPS guy could be the person.
And it's Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's...
I mean, he would do it. Like, he did the Ghostbusters gig, so why wouldn't he do that?
I also would like, and this is me being, I'm sorry, I'm a theater kid, I'm insufferable. Let's incorporate Legally Blonde the musical a little bit.
Oh, I was going off the musical.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I was going off
the Muppets, musical. You have to have the music, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's, yeah.
Then who is, actually, no, Miss Piggy is not Elle Woods. Miss Piggy is Jail.
Oh, is Brooke Wyndham?
Brooke Wyndham with the jump roping.
I don't know this. I'm Disney only. I didn't see Legally Blonde before it went to Broadway.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
So fun. Mm-hmm. You know the MTV special?
You have the wrong jacket on.
The Finding Elle Woods. And then also the pro shot.
The pro shot's so good.
The pro shot is so good.
I don't know why that's not just available.
Why do we not have pro shots available for everything?
I actually agree with that. They should be.
Even if it was like a rental fee or whatever, mm-hmm. make theater more accessible to people.
Yeah.
And like the Legally Blonde pro shot is so talked about 15 years later.
Okay. But since we're talking about musicals now.
Wouldn't you prefer a pro shot of the producers than that thing we got that was called a movie?
Oh
yeah. Yeah.
You're so right, Buster. Oof.
did you hear about the Gypsy that's going to go on in upstate New York?
No.
Starring, is it Jodie Benson and her daughter as...
Oh, I did see something about that.
Jodie Benson as Mama Rose.
Uh-huh.
And her daughter as Gypsy the Rose Lee. And I was like, oh, tour that.
Yeah. I would do that. It might.
It might. And it'll jumpstart her daughter's career. Yeah. Like, which is already off to a really good start, I feel
all
like.
That what did it get me?
All right. We're running out of time. Clocky, where can people find you?
People can find me on the internet.
I can.
Whoa! That's where we are.
Us too. Yeah.
At S and from Disneyland on most social platforms and at sendfromdisneyland.com.
There you go. Katie, what should people do?
Go to dapsmagic.com. Or else. Check out all the Disney and geek news as it happens. That wasn't a threat. I love you. And subscribe to our mailing list and find our Patreon. Mwah, kisses.
And make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We got a ton of videos going up that you won't want to miss, including Fantasmic next week, which we intend to film from multiple directions and locations. So a multi-cam shot. But that is all the time we have for you this week. So we will see you round the corner.